Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo ahí va. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para la República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área Colombia RT. Ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Hello everybody, how you doing? Are you ready for holiday weekend? I know you are. Schools getting out this week. People traveling to their destination, to and from. When you're on the highway, please be safe out there. Just don't think about yourself and where you're going and try to run the other person over, because you want to try to avoid all accidents as much as possible. And accidents do happen. That's just life. But just be careful and don't always put yourself first. So, enjoy the show, enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy deer hunting or fishing or whatever you're doing for this holiday to have fun. I would like to give a shout out to Jason, Jennifer, Stacy, Shane, to my nieces and to my nephew, to my family, to my cousins, aunts, uncles, to everybody that had a rough year this year, who lost a loved one, or who fighting cancer, or had a stroke or any illness. Shout out to you because it will get better. Nothing lasts forever. Everything is only for a season. If you have any questions or feedback you want to share, please email me at weldl2@gmail.com. Once again, weldl2@gmail.com. Give me Food for the Soul menu. We all know good old Touchy, fried turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, macaroni and cheese, rice, collard greens, cabbage, candy yams. For those who eat ham, red velvet cake, potato pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie. The most I'm going to talk about traditional Thanksgiving. Damn meat, gotta have the damn meat. Lemonade, tea, eggnog. Food for the soul thought. Be grateful in all that you do and have. Don't always complain about what you don't have. You know, every year we be blessed to be alive, to see the side of life. We should be thankful because in the past 6 weeks or the past 2 months, there has been a funeral every week, sometimes 2 times a week. It's not only the old people that's passing away, it's the younger people as well. We're talking about from strokes, heart attacks, whatever. So, first of all, be thankful and grateful that you have life. Be thankful that you have a job. It might not be the best job in the world. It might not treat you well, but some people don't even have a job. Be thankful for the house that you have or the apartment that you have.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
Peleamos,
nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa.
Be thankful for what you have. Sure, your house might not be the best, but think about the person that's homeless or living in a cardboard box that don't even know where their next hot meal coming from, but from a shelter or from a hand out from a stranger. Thankful. Don't always complain. Sure, you might not have a brand new car, but somebody doesn't have a car. They're thankful for a bicycle or a moped. So we got to get out of this thing where we're always complaining and fussing and griping about everything. Be thankful. Be thankful. If your sisters and all your brothers are still living, be thankful. Because this year somebody lost a brother, a sister, a aunt, a mother, a father, somebody close to them. So if all your people in your nuclear family and your family is alive, be thankful. Get all the stuff that happened in the past to show love about being thankful and being grateful and giving and caring. We always put ourselves in the wrong place all the time. It's not about going out to like Friday buying stuff to show your love. It's about giving love from the heart. If you can't give love from the heart, what good is a Wii 4 or PS4 or laptop or Kindle or iPad, iPhone? You can't give yourself. Don't mean nothing. You just want some money and everything else because don't think about it. First, get it right with yourself.
Eo RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro y yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Hey everyone, I'm sorry about the dead space, but my phone is acting up. But anyway, I have a new one coming in the mail next week. But be thankful for all. Every day that you wake up, that's a gift from God. Remember that. Every time you can crank up your car and don't have car trouble, that's a good day. Anytime you got a job that you can clock into and clock out from, that's a blessing. You might not have everything that you dream or desire, but you have all your needs met, that's what you want. Thankful that some people don't even have good health, and they would love to have a good day with no sickness or pain. Remember, right now, somebody's in the hospital. Right now, somebody's in the morgue. Right now, somebody's in prison. So be thankful that you have your freedom. Something as simple as your freedom, be thankful for it, because somebody's behind bars, and they would love to be with their loved ones, thinking about going to somebody's house to eat some turkey or dressing, rice, you know, collard greens, whatever. Or be able to walk outside on the grass and not worry about anything else. Somebody would love to be in a comfortable bed right now and not a hospital bed. Somebody would love to have a job because they've been looking for a job for so long, and they've been on interview after interview, they've sent out resume after resume, and still got nowhere. So what I'm saying is, be thankful in the good and the bad, and be grateful for all that you do have, because one day you will get the things that you want. It might not happen today, but if you keep working at it, making a plan, saving for it, it will happen. Never give up, never give out, because somebody has less than you right now. And what you think you have nothing, somebody still have less than what you have. So don't look down on yourself or feel some kind of way that you don't have a 2,000. $299 still be in your car. Every year, I look back and reflect over life, like how many classmates then passed away, or how many church members then passed away, or whatever. I have seen in the past couple of weeks, two people my age passed away. They're not here anymore. That's sad to see somebody cut off at an early age of 41. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be in good health. I'm grateful for everything I do have, and I'm striving for perfection. Don't get it twisted, because I mean, one time I could not find a job myself, and that was hard. You know how hard it is to graduate from college and go on job interview after job interview and not get the job at the most mediocre places? Because, you know, when you're growing, you still got bills to pay. It don't matter what you don't have. They still want their money. So I'm telling you, I know it's hard out there. I'm not crazy. I know everybody has a different test and a tribulation to go through. You have to understand that, because somebody else might look a certain way that you think they got it so much better than you, but you don't know what they're going through on the inside. They might be dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, self-esteem problems. You don't know, because it's so easy to fix the outside. But the one thing that in life is hard to fix, the inside. See, you can lose weight. You can always buy new clothes. You can always buy new shoes, jewelry, get a new hairdo, whatever. But when it comes to the inside, that's a whole different ballgame. You have to fix the inside first. I mean, you have to do both. Work on the inside and work on the outside at the same time. It's a dual process. And it's not always easy. Life is not easy. I would not here and sit and tell you that there's going to be peaches and cream, there's going to be rainbows and sunny skies. No. There's going to be thunderstorms, there's going to be some rain, there's going to be some tornadoes, there's going to be some hurricanes, there's going to be some earthquakes. The sun might not come out for half a day at a time. The clouds might be always gray sometimes. But we have to be realistic with life. Life always hits you with surprises. And sometimes it's not like the movies, that you get hit with attack one by one. Sometimes you get an attack from all over the place. Sometimes your children might get on your nerves, then your husband or your boyfriend get on your nerves, or your wife or your girlfriend get on your nerves, or your baby mama or baby daddy get on your nerves. Sometimes your job might get on your nerves, then your car might break down, then your roof might leak, your floor might crack, then you might have a cold, pneumonia, or the flu. We talking about all this at the same time. Talking about today, I get a cold. Tomorrow, my children act crazy. Wednesday, my relationship might suck. Thursday, my job. But we talking about all this at one time. Could you imagine dealing with all that plus everything else that's going on with you and without you? Could you imagine? It's not always easy. Pressure will destroy you. The attack will kill you if you're not strong enough. It will do some damage. And I will never tell you that, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. You better be concerned. You better think about it. I'm not saying go out in a corner and cry. No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying some people, so it's okay. It's okay to stress a little bit. It's okay, but don't let it take over your life. It's okay when things come, you be like, Lord, I don't know what I want to do. How am I going to get through this? I would never paint this perfect picture where, like I said, I would never paint this perfect picture for you, because someday you're going to have some doubt. Some days you're going to be like, Lord, I don't understand. It seems like every time I turn around, there's something wrong. The refrigerator broke. The car broke. Little Johnny got the flu. Little Susie got a cold. My mama need me to do something. My daddy need me over here. My best friend is in the hospital. Lord, then I got to think about how I'm going to buy petty bills. Pay for this doctor bill. Car insurance. Lord, cell phone bill due. Lord, I just need a break. Yeah, it get real. A lot of times people don't want to talk about their problems or what they're going through because they want to paint this picture of everything is A-okay. No, the devil is a lie. Not everything is always going to be okay. But it's just a test. It's just a trial. It'll get better. Not today. It might be next week before things get a little bit better. But it will get better, because nothing lasts always. Sorrow don't last always. Sure, you might miss that loved one, but think about this. They might be in a better place. They don't have to worry about being sick no more. They don't have to worry about looking for a job no more. They don't got to worry about pain and suffering no more. So what I'm saying is, there's always a brighter side. It just depends on how you look at it. See, you never had to live until you could not find a job and you have food in your house and your car broke down. See, that's some real stuff right there. I done been through all that. Could you imagine? In your life? So I'm thankful now for what I'm thankful for where I was at. I'm thankful for making it through. I'm thankful for where I'm going, because like I said, nothing is forever. When you don't have a job and when you get a job, you're thankful. When your car broke down, I'm talking about whether you got to get a transmission put in or an engine put in, and they're running good and not breaking down, thank you, Jesus. For real. A day that you have no tooth pain, no back pain, no foot pain, that's a blessing. Today, when you can eat food and you're not worried about going hungry, that's a blessing. So be thankful. Sometimes we so get caught up in how the person talk about, I'm being real. I'm going to be real. Sometimes people get caught up in how you say something and they don't understand why you're rejoicing. See, sometimes you when God bless you so good and so well, you don't gotta. Sometimes you be so thankful, you don't care if your pronouns and your nouns and your past participle and your present participle and your future participle, or you said it the right way or not. Sometimes you thank God because you've been through in a handbasket. The devil throws so much at you at one time, you ain't know how to deal with nothing. Bad breakup, looking for a job, car breakdown. But God bring you through all that, you be thankful. You don't care about how you spell the word or how you pronounce the word. The only thing you want to do is say, Lord, thank you because you're true to me. You kept me through all the good, the bad. You kept me from losing my mind. See, that's the testimony. I'm the testimony. It don't matter how I say it, how I enunciate it, but when you've been through hell, when you've been to the lowest you can be, and God bring you up, that's the thankful part. Let's be real. That's the thankful part. When God brought you through cancer, when God helped you heal your body from a stroke, when you was on deathbed, God brought you back alive. That's the thankful part. It don't matter how you say it or how you enunciate it. Who cares? God did a great work in you, and people don't see the great work in you because they try to talk about, well, that was a good testimony because you used the right verbiage and the right pronoun etiquette. That's the problem with a lot of people right now. You don't listen to the person's testimony. You judge it about. You try to critique their language and their grammar. Ain't nobody got time for all that. What kind of person are you really? This person has been knocked down, beat down, dragged through, dragged under, dragged up, and you, well, I did like your testimony, but you know, they use the word ain't. Ain't is not a word. Let me tell you something. If God brought you through something, it don't matter what it ain't is. You happy you got through it. That's all you can do is lift your hand and say, God, thank you. I made it through another day journey that the Lord has kept me. That's what we need to focus on. The testimony, the heartache, and the pain. That's what we need to focus more on than anything else. When you was in prison and God got you out of prison and got you a job and got you a place to stay and got you transportation, that's the testimony right there. When you came out with nothing, and now you got something, you better know how to be thankful. You better know how to say thank you, Jesus, or thank you, God. I mean, I know everybody might not be a Christian. Some people might be different faiths, but whoever your higher power is, say thank you for bringing me through. When nobody else was there for me, I made it through. Everything might not be the same thing, but thank God I made it through. So don't judge what I'm saying or how I'm saying it. Just listen to the testimony, because that's why I'm thankful. Because when you ain't had a job, you might not have the best job in the world, but thank God for a paycheck. Thank God for a way to pay your bills. It might not pay all your bills at one time, but think about when you didn't have nothing. See, when you had nothing and now you got something, you thankful for the something that you do have. Can I say that? I ain't preaching or not, but let's be realistic. Thank God I'm alive, because I could have been dead and gone. Which one you think I'd rather be, dead or here? I'm just being, who wants to be dead? But you know your time coming. Nobody wants to be sick, so thank God I'm well and in good health. Because I could have been laid up in a hospital bed somewhere. I could have been come up with a cancer result. I could have come up with a whole lot of results. Thank God I don't have the flu, pneumonia, or a cold. Thank God for that. Thank I can breathe. I got my two legs. That's thankful enough. I know people that don't have neither leg. They got prosthetics of legs or whatever. So I got my two legs and my two foot and my two hands and my two arms, and I'm in my right mind, and I'm okay. Because I know today might not be I might not be a millionaire today, but I'm rich in a lot of other areas in my life, and I'm grateful for that. I could have been a crackhead. I could have been on heroin. I could have been on a whole bunch of drugs. Thank God I'm not. I'm not an addict or anything. And I'm not making fun of addicts or anything because they need help too. Everybody needs help. So I'm not judging nobody. I'm just thankful for where I'm at and where I could have been and not been. I could have been in prison, but I'm not. I could have lost a sibling. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? That my niece and my nephew in good health because they could have been sick or something. They could have been invalid. So let's get over what about how somebody enunciate, and let's be real, thankful for what we got. That's all Thanksgiving is being. You don't have to use tomorrow to be just give Thanksgiving. You should give Thanksgiving every day you open your eyes. Because it could be one day you're not going to open your eyes. So be grateful, man. Be grateful. Whoever you are, listening or not listening, be grateful. Because one day I didn't have a degree. Now I do. So it took 3.5 years, but I'm saying nothing goes without recognition. And thank God for giving me the mind to do right and be right and try to give it and live the best I can live. Sure, it's all when I got up. That's all that counts. It could have been worse. I could have had a color baby mother out there. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. I'm grateful for whatever I have because it don't matter what I don't have. I'm thankful for what I do have. That's the part that matters the most. What I do have is a blessing because somebody might not make it through the night. I might not make it through the night, but I'm thankful for being alive right now. On my way to work, I can get into an accident. You know what I'm saying? Grateful and be kind.